I do not announce my candidacy to satisfy my personal ambitions. I don't begin this mission with any sense of entitlement. America doesn't owe me anything. It is because I owe America more than she has ever owed me that I am a candidate for President of the United States.
Well, please welcome the gentleman from Arizona, Senator John McCain.
Oh, thank you, Tim and Yvonne. I'm glad to be on.
It's a huge honor to be able to speak with you. And we're going to talk about your book, which is just out in paperback, Faith of My Fathers. I confess I've only gotten halfway through it, but it's an amazing book.
Well, thank you. We're very pleased at the success of the hardback. It was on the New York Times bestseller list for 26 weeks. And I think the reason for that is it doesn't have anything to do with politics.
Right. Well, and we'll talk about that in a minute, but I want to ask you first, Senator, is there any part of you that is glad that you didn't get the nomination of your party?
You know, I've never thought about it in that way. I'm sure that there are some times that are unpleasant, but I found our campaign to be uplifting and a great experience, and that's kind of the part I miss about it. So, no, I don't. I don't think I regret. I'd still like to be the nominee, but I've accepted the realities of the voters' decision, and so we're moving on.
I mean, just as you've, I'm sure you've seen the silliness of George W. on Oprah, and of course Al Gore also. And I just wonder what it would be like to be you, a man of substance, and to watch this stuff go on. I would think that part of you would just think, I'm glad it's not me in that leather chair talking to her.
Well, I think that it's an interesting commentary on what moves polling data, and I probably wouldn't do as well as either the vice president or Governor Bush has done. I'm not sure I have that attire to start with, but I do admire Oprah and a lot of things she's done, including in encouraging people to read good books and things like that. But obviously, all of us who observe politics would like to see it based a lot more on issues, but reality, it doesn't seem to be. Perhaps it's because we're in such prosperous times.
Senator, as I read your autobiography and learn about your family and learn even more about a lot of the things that you went through, of course, the 5 years as a POW, I found myself asking over and over again, how did you lose to Bush? I mean, how, even if this is about character, if it's about personality, you seem like you win the vote on that case.
Yeah,
if it's about knowledge
and
experience, then you take that race too. How did you lose to him?
Well, I'm sure it's because we didn't run as good a race as we could have or should have. I also believe that he ran a very good and strong and powerful campaign, and I think you have to give Governor Bush great credit. Additionally, though, we really had the entire Republican establishment in opposition. The so-called Christian right was heavily involved. He had $70 million plus $30 to $40 million of so-called soft money from people like the National Right to Life and many others who weighed in. So we faced formidable odds, but you've got to give Governor Bush credit. He ran a winning campaign, and they beat us in South Carolina, and that was clearly a seminal event in the campaign, even though we came back in Michigan a few days later. But you know, one thing that Americans don't like, it's a sore loser. And I look back with gratitude for having had the opportunity to run for president.
And now you have 4 years to save.
Until
next time. Yeah?
Yeah.
Have you even thought about that?
No, because I think that Governor Bush, I'm doing everything I can to elect Governor Bush and our Republican House and Senate members, and so I haven't contemplated it. I noticed that Governor Bush has come back up in the polls. I think we could be up very late in the night of November 7th. I think it's going to be a very close race.
Close. Yes, I agree.
Well, Senator McCain, your book, which is just now out in softback, is Faith of My Fathers. It's a lot about, of course, your experiences as a war veteran, but it also talks a lot about the thread that runs between your grandfather, your father, and you. They were the great military men. They both made it to 4 stars, is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they were the first, and last 4-star father and son in our naval history. There were others who were admirals, but none that were at the 4-star level. I'm very proud of them and their service to the country. And they go back, my grandfather entered the Naval Academy in 1902, and there was one of us in the Navy for a long, long time until I got out.
And it seems to me like a lot of what you've accomplished is a result of having to live up to that McCain name. And let me bring up one example. You were involved in the worst non-combat related accident in American naval history. I'm mm-hmm. talking about the USS Forrestal when your plane actually was hit by an errant missile. I mean, just a harrowing situation to have gotten out of that with your life. I would have been so grateful and just happy to return mm-hmm. home. But you asked 3 months later to go back into action. That's actually when you were shot down. And I'm trying to imagine what thought process must have been mm-hmm. going on that you know, you said, hey, I'm ready to go back into action.
Well, first of all, it was one of the more foolish things that I ever did. A guy came over to our carrier, which was going to go back to the United States, and said, we need pilots on the Oriskany, which is another aircraft carrier. And my hand went up. But really, I think it's because of the fact that I was a professional naval aviator. That's what I was trained to do. And I thought that it was really my duty. And I'd like to remind you that in 1967, in 66 and 67, there wasn't the divisions about the Vietnam War as there was later on, as particularly after the Tet Offensive in early 1968. Mm-hmm. I just felt that it was something that I was trained to do, and as a professional, it's something that I should seize the opportunity to be engaged in. But I've got to admit to you, as I laid in my cell in the years after I was shot down, I often questioned my judgment.
Well, and Senator, you spent 5 years as a POW, two of those in solitary confinement. Mm-hmm. Another decision you made, which if I found myself in the same shoes, I know I could not have made this decision. You were offered the opportunity to be released early. Because your father was in such a position of responsibility that they offered you up to be let go, and you turned it down because that wasn't in keeping with your principles.
Well, I think there was 2 points here. There was a young man named Everett Alvarez who was shot down and captured almost 3 years before I was, and obviously it was my obligation to wait and not go home early. The second thing is, it was pretty obvious to me that the Vietnamese would use that as a propaganda ploy and would use it to break down other prisoners by saying, you know, the admiral's son goes home and you stay here. So
right.
it wasn't as tough as you think it might have been. And again, also I was blessed with the fact that I didn't know that the war was going to last for several more years. All of us in prison thought it was going to end a lot sooner than it actually did. But it was not possible for me to go home and leave my comrades there who had been there much earlier than I had been.
Senator, is it true that what doesn't kill you does make you stronger?
Oh, absolutely. I don't think there's any doubt. And it also makes you appreciate America, the wonderful things we have, the great opportunities, and of course I enjoy every day, and I believe I'm one of the most fortunate people that ever lived, and so I'm grateful for the opportunity, and I love being in the Senate. I love living in Arizona, and I'm very pleased that our book has done so well, because it's given me an opportunity to share these things I believe in with lots of Americans.
Well, Senator McCain, one more question before I let you go.
Sure.
You were diagnosed with a melanoma recently.
Mm-hmm.
How's that going?
It's fine. I had a fairly significant operation to remove it from my temple, and they had, of course, whenever you have those things, they have to remove a lot of tissue. But all of the tissue that they removed around it, including lymph nodes, came out negative. In other words, there's no spreading of it, and so I'm about 95% recovered, not on the campaign trail, and having back working in the Senate. My strong recommendation, particularly to Texans, is to stay out of the sun, wear a hat, and wear sunscreen.
We finally got some rain this weekend, Senator.
Yeah, thank God. You know, finally. It was the driest year in history in Arizona, too.
Oh, my gosh. It's unbelievable. Well, thank you for your time this morning.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
The new book is Faith of My Fathers by Senator John McCain, and I cannot wait to finish the second half of it.
Thanks again.
Thanks, Senator. Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.